Kumlan, Abaka Motor, Rav Gimlam at Aleph, Rav Talishna Acharina, Rav Acha, Bereid Rabbe, and we're trying to understand why the Meir holds that a woman gives birth to something that looks like an animal, she becomes tummy later, but a fish not. So we said we have a Gzeir Shava, an animal because it says Yitzida rather than a fish which says Bria. And we first explained that the Gzeir Shava on both sides, the word, there was a word, and nothing extra you cannot learn. If one side is extra, well, you can ask questions on that, and Rabbi Shmuel says you can't. And if both sides are extra, even the Chama Maidi, you can't ask any questions. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, the chil between one side and two sides is, if you have a choice of which Gzeir Shava to learn, you learn the one that has two sides. You do learn from it, even if it's not actual Meshivim, but you can ask questions. According to everybody. On one side, the Bishmol Lemaidin, holds the same before, you don't ask any questions. The Rabbanon, Lemaidin, Umashivim, you could ask questions. So according to the Rabbanon, really, there's no difference between nothing extra and one extra. Both of them you learn, and both of them you can ask questions. According to Rabbanim, if there's nothing extra, you can have a Zeshava, you can ask questions. If there's one side extra, you can ask questions. So what's the difference? In the case we have a choice, you find one Zeshava, move to that Echad. And then you have another Zeshava, move to the Kolik. Either one. You have two choices now. You have a Zeshava, one word is extra. A Zeshava, nothing is extra. But there are no questions on either one. Shafkinon she'ein a muf the kolika, which you leave, God, yeah, you leave it alone. And we got marina, and we learn out. And muf them is had echod. For the Gemara, okay, v'ochem apicha. So you're leading into what you're saying here, what that there is a question here that you cannot learn a fish from an animal from a fish. Ikum shem ikum say, or fish from a person or animals. Ba'lo adam shekem etamim echaim. A person is different than everything else. A person is different. Why is a person different? She came with tame b'chaim. A person, while they're alive, they become tame. An animal, while it's alive, it cannot be mekabel tumah. So because they're a whole different gedder altogether, so maybe it makes sense that a person gives birth to another person, become tame later, because there's so much tumah by a person. Mashenken, by a fish, or by an... So by fish and animal, we can ask the same question, but there's no tumah there. So who said if you give birth to a behemoth or a fish, you become tummy? So it's a good question. But by behemoths, mufnim mishnei zodim, who cares? By an animal, it's on a mufnim sarechad. And by fish, it's on a mufnim sarechad. By yivra, it says by a person. And therefore, mufnim sarechad, we shlug up. Chen and Gemara said the same thing, but by the way, he said by other Merayim as well. Chen and Bechibar Abba and Beyechen, the same thing, Bechibar Abba and Beyechen, Hain and Tamra Meir, what's this for a Meir? Why do you learn only by Behemoth, not by fish? We say that if a woman is Mapil, a Tzur of a Behemoth, she's Tamei Leidus, considered birth, Hoi of an Emra by Yitzidika Adam, you find the same expression, Yitzidika, just like by a person. Omlet Abba Meir, me out of so, Hamapelis Dmus Har, if a woman somehow or another gives birth to something that looks like a mountain, the mother should be tummy, because it says this, and it says, so the you have yitzir, yitzir, so we should learn out Adam from just like by behemoth, it says yitzir, and you decided that a woman gives birth to something that looks like a behemoth, should tummy later, according to the mayor. Also, if you give birth to someone looks like a har, I'm like, har, become a pellet. Evidence to come a pellet. Which woman can give birth to a mountain? But birth to a little dirt. No, and Ahu Gushi you create. We already said before in the Brais Villain yesterday that if you mildly, the one of the things that it says there is dirt.
So you're saying the dirt came into the reproduction.
Looks like dirt. It looks like dirt. Is that dirt?
No, it's just bits of stuff that looks like.
Look at dirt, brownish, whatever it is. El Meatev, so Hamapeles Ruach. Okay, so what about somebody's Mapelo Ruach? What do you call it? It says bria by ruach. See, it says a bayde ruach. It says a bayde ruach, and therefore, because it says a bayde ruach, yitzir a bayde ruach, because it says the yitzir harim a bayde ruach, because a bayde ruach, if she gives birth to a ruach, it should also be tamek. We had like empty sacks before,
like
we learned.
A shil here with just empty.
Yeah, empty wind. V'chitem alam mufna. You tell me, it's an extra. You're going to tell me it's not extra, we can't learn, but no, it is extra. It could have said, Yaitzer Harim Viruach. Yet it said, Xivu Boyre Ruach, Shmamna does not show that it's extra. Lafnuye Omele, he said to him, Donin divrei Torah medivrei Torah. We look, the Shava is from one word in the Torah to another word in the Torah. The ain donin divrei Torah medivrei Kabbalah. Here it's in Tanakh, this pasuk Yetzer Harim, and therefore you cannot use that as a Shava. Like what? Like what?
I can't remember. Sometimes there's a word in Nach somewhere, and I bring myself as a word in.
It's a smachter. Say afakvim shein reilu dover zeichel dover. Usually. I'll give you another svar altogether. You made a gzera shava yaitis, and I'll tell you another svar altogether. You know what a man holds by an animal? An animal, if a woman's mapple animal, she becomes tamei. Hoyel ve einayim doimis kishaladim. Because their eyes look like a person, their pupil look like a person. It's round, or by a person it's round. But by a fish it's not round. Says the Gemara, if that's the word, Hamapelas the Musnochosh, if she gives birth to someone who looks like a snake, they imit me later, she also be tummy later, hoyle the gagalina, good looks around around like a person. Mikite mochinami, you tell me it's takas, or at least the Nochosh, why doesn't Mishnah mention Nochosh only behema? An oif. Name. Eton and the Mishnah deliberately omits it, even though Pidin is included. Eton and Nochosh, a mirathob, Nochosh. If let's say we'd say a maple Nochosh, and only talk about Nochosh, we would think that their argument is only limited to Nochosh. Why? I would say the plea about the maid like Sibbe Yitzida. Avo behema v'chaya. We could by Nocha don't say Yitzida. And therefore, they say, it's nothing to do with the eye. It has to do with the Yitzida. But by behema v'chaya, like plea, maybe they don't argue because there it says the Gzeh Shavit, the Sibbe Yitzida. And therefore, we talk about behema because that's because we talk about behema v'chaya. That's the argument there as well. But you're right. Nocha should be exactly the same thing. Freddy Gimora, you're telling me the whole mile of an animal is that it has eyes. The pupil that looks like a person. Forget, it's listed in the Gimora as part of a mum. We had Gimora B'chaydas, where it talks about mum of an animal. It says, if the eye of an animal looks shaped like a human, it's actually a mum. So how can you tell me that that's the mile, and therefore you tell me later? So luchayda, the fact that it counts as a mum is an eye, that's not normal for an animal to look like a human. And you're making it sound like it's normal for an animal to look like a human, the eyes. Says the Gemara, loy kasha. Depends what part of the eye we're talking about. That Harbuch, we're talking about the pupil of the eye, the dark spot of the eye, that tack is round, shaped like just like by a human, and that's why that may hold the mapil, your tummy later. And there what talks about the mum, we're talking about the eye itself. The shape of the eye itself, the shape of the eye of an animal is definitely not like a human. And if it is like a human, then you have a problem. Then it's a mum. I'm going to get a third reason. So we had so far Gzeira Shava, or we had the eyeballs or the pupil look like a human. Rabbi Yannai says, "Hein the time Rabbi knows what I made is hoil they name holches lifneihem kishal, their eyes are in front of the head, and they see in front of themselves. And that's why they are tamei. Yeah, by shaking by a fish, not a nachash animals, but nothing to do with the, by a fish. It's on the side. Oh, for the Gemara, according to this explanation, how do you explain birds? For the Gemara, about the oif, the ain of holches lifneihem, the oif, the eyes are not in front of it. But yet, who come to made a tamei? And made says birds are like animals. And according to your svara, if that's the svara, because the eyes are in front of the head, the bird should not. For a woman's maple, a child looks like a bird, shaped like a bird. She should not be tummy later. Now, just bear in mind that all of these, that any of these miscarriages, they're not going to live. The question is only whether she becomes tummy later or not. There's no way that a child that looks like a behemoth is going to live, as we'll see.
He's talking about a mapil. It's not alive.
That's right. But even if, let's say, I understand, but it doesn't mean that it could have formed into something. There are some birds, the eyes in front of them, Mikadia Vikifufa, which are the owls. The owls are the eyes, I don't know what he's talking about. What is the title of Karya Kifufa? He's what? Karya and Kifufa, as you translate it. Like an owl. Rashi says that it's a bird that screams at night, and its face is like a cat, and the eyes are in front of it. So it looks like, I think it's like an owl.
What do you think Arskol does with a carrier and a kefufa? Writes that in English, right?
K-A-R-I-A, carrier. No, that's
so
one
of
the things I don't like. When it comes to this kind of thing, I still give you the whole biological name of it.
The Greek etymology.
Roger's French saying indicates that these are types of owls.
Ah. Like an owl, okay. Good. Second one, right? So according to Rabbi Anna, it's only limited to these two birds with the eyes in front of them. Pretty much, question. I like the words of Rameh when it comes to a behemoth and a chaya and a divrei chachamim by birds. Now, according to you, the only birds that they're arguing on are owls. My wife is Elaine, but Karikifu for Rameh, it holds owls are like humans, and the chachamim hold owls are not. And he's saying, I like the words of Chachamim when it comes to owls. Maish, not behemoth. Doesn't make sense. If I agree with Rameh when it comes to behemoth v'chaya, and you tell me the reason is because the eye is in the front of the face, then why don't I agree with Rameh when it comes to the owls as well? Maish, not behemoth v'chaya, then nein hochul of nein, kishal adam, because the eyes are in front of them like a person. Nukariv kivinami. Elipshita, what he's saying is all other birds. Bishar is that all other birds. I like the words of Chachamim. Miklal that I may would hold the other birds. Also, it's like a maple of Tumaleda. Paulik Bishar Reifus. Luchayda says not like what you said. Said Yimara Chsuri Mechsa. The few words missing here. V'hochi Tani. This is what he should be saying. I like the words of Rameya when it comes to Behemachaya, and so too when it comes to an owl, because exactly Behemachaya. Because the eyes are in front of the face. And even Rabban argue why Paschal Rameya, however, I Paschal Chachamim Bishar Oifus. I Paschal all other birds. Why? Luchayda Rameya also agrees all other birds. The eyes are on the side of the face, so they're not tummy. That's exactly why. Because after a male, nothing more male becari gifufa. Because a male agrees with them. So it's a bit hard to understand why needing chachamim when a male is the one. Nobody argues there. Aber b'shar reif is meidel hu. But when it comes to the birds, a male is meidel the chachamim.
So this thing of
Yitzhak
and
Boyre. Rabbi Anna doesn't hold it. No gizah shalom. So the Gemara. Tanya, we tackle the Benaisa supporters. I'm going to blow it. If somebody gives birth to a behemoth chay, leave it a mayor. Vlad, according to me, is considered a Vlad. Really, come any Vlad over Eifers by a bird, by bird to body. Check it out. What do you check it out? Check what out? If you learn like the first two pshatim we had here, that all birds because of the Gedeshavar are included, or because the eyeballs look like a human, then all birds. What to check it out for? Ah, but if you learn like Rabbi Yanai, that it's only owls and nothing else, that's you have to check out what species it is. Lamat the body. Lava divid a med. I'm a kaya vikifuvi in shara Eifers loy. To Rabbi Yanai. No, I can tell you another pshar altogether. Rameir holds all birds. The Chacham holds no animal, no birds. Are you tummy later? The only birds that we say you are tummy later are owls, but not because their eyes are round, like shaped like a human. The bull, not people are human, because then all animals are the same thing. You know why? Do you know why? He says, because an owl is exceptional. Why is it exceptional? Because it has cheeks like a human. Its face, it's not just the eyeballs, the pupil you have to open its eyes to see. The cheeks of an owl is like human-like, and therefore, tummy later. So you better know, the Rabbanon, they hold kariye v'kifufi in. Kariye v'kifufi, we agree, tummy later. Shar oif is like all other birds know. Omaish no kariye v'kifufi behevachai. Why should it be different than behevachaiya? Hoyle v'yesh lehen listois, ka'odam. He got cheeks like a person. Bekalach, you know, give a little pinch over there. Little cheeks like a person. It's vertical, the cheeks, not on the big slant. I don't know. Suddenly we have Rabbi Yemi, 2 pages, 2 days in a row. He asked Rabbi Zayda a question. It's very interesting over here. The Omar, he said, according to the mayor, the Omar who says, Behemoth, Behemoth, Vlamal, you tell me, Miscarry, Behemoth, it's a Vlad. What about Kibul Bar via Kedushin Bau? What about if the father of, the husband, accepts Kedushin on behalf of the unborn, and thinking, if it's a girl, I want it to be Mekudush.
It turns out it's a Behemoth.
Mainav Kamina won't live anyway. Mainav Kamina. No, not by an Uber. So Uber is Bolaylam. We said by Kedushin.
How can a person accept Kedushin? He doesn't know if it's a man or a boy or a girl.
It's not. If it's a. Lemainav Kamina Lechayla, he's not going to live anyway. La Tzuri Bachoysa. This Chosin who accepted the thing cannot marry her future sister. In fact, maybe that's why the father's doing it, to make sure that this guy never marries into the family. So therefore.
Can you be marking the progeny or a cow?
No, we're talking about the human being. The father of the girl has a right, as beating a sati lisha zeh. He has a right to make, so he can make an uber as well.
I understand, but can you make in yoni with unborn animals or not?
No, it's not an animal. This is a human.
No, I'm
saying you say, but the guy's made a Kenyan.
No, 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 no.
The guy's mapping his daughter, and he's that's a Kenyan.
Yeah, but Kedushin, we know that Chalbay, we have in Kedushin, we chose Chalbay in uber as well. We had a machlekes amein chacham. If you can do by Uber as well, but here he's saying if he could. So they asked him back, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, the member of the Chaya. He asked back, Rabbi Yirmiyahu, I don't have the problem. When is the sister of your wife also to you? As long as your wife is alive, even if you divorce, you cannot marry her sister. But if your wife passed away, Chas v'Shalom, then you're allowed to marry your sister. So since this baby in the womb is not going to live anyway, so what's the shaila?
You tell me. Kedushin anyway. It was only what do you mean?
If it's a girl, turned to be a girl, but it's kedushin.
But he was never mekadosh because
he was. It's retroactive. I'm giving you you're giving me a proto whatever it is, and if it turned out to be a girl, then your kedushin was chal for men.
And it turns out it's a
behemoth. It's not a behemoth. It's still a child. Looks like
a
behemoth.
It has the form of a
so what if it has a form?
You're going to call it a boy or a girl if it looks like a behemoth.
Right? Behemoths also have female genders. They don't go into this whole thing, a non-gender. They don't have that option.
Sorry, I'm trying. My imagination only goes so far.
The guy's committed himself.
You're asking me a question. Susan, what you going to say? One second. You must the member of the chayy. So you're trying to say that the behemoth, this child, is going to survive? Not going to survive anyway. So who cares? The mayor is only saying that since by an animal, it looks an animal survives. Therefore, but this child is no way. This fetus is no way is going to survive. It's impossible. Amar Abba Yaakov, at kan hevir the mayor of Zeil de Gichuch. Rab Zeida, Rab Yimia was going out of his way to make Rab Zeida smile. But the Gochich, Rab Zeida refused to smile or laugh. He never smiled. Why? So Rashi says over here in the last Rashi in the page, the Gichuch, he tried to make a smile. Schoik, the whole Tach Boilis Alolu. Everything, now the question is, when the whole Tach Boilis Alolu, does it mean everything he said in Shas? Is that what it is? Or just this page? Or yesterday's also? What is this cult of Osag Rabbi Lohovi Rab Zeida is Chaik? He wanted Rab Zeida, who was a Rab Zeida is a very short guy and he was very serious, very intense. He fasted 100 days in the fair. He's an intense person. The Loy Shachak, he refused to laugh. The Osul Adam Shayimalik is Chaik, you know, I'd be too happy. Rab Zeida Machmet Tvei, he was very Machmet because you laughed. If Chachon Batcher Abban, you know, they used to make jokes. You shouldn't laugh with a full face.
So why did he try so hard to make him laugh then?
Because Ayid has to be happy. He's a chassidish Ayid Rabbi Yirmiyahu, and he wanted to be happy. Even Hashem B'Simcha. Rabbi Zeida was too intense. And Zagon Yigahov, Zagon, it didn't get him to smile even on this piece here. Because no one left Kamin Ladin, obviously, because the kid is not going to survive. But it doesn't matter. So anyway, right, the Gufa, let's analyze them. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say, because since that, even though this is not going to survive, but since animals survive, it would have been a real animal, it would have survived, but not this thing here. Amar Rav Yemi, but different Rav Yemi. Afanana mitanina, we also learned that this no way that this little fetus is going to survive. How my pellets can be behemoth, if you're somebody, my pellet looks like a behemoth or a chai or a knife. Vlad ma'al yudiv, the mayor. So what he said, he's talking about this possibility scenarios where you're a b'choy when it comes to Yerusha, be not a b'choy for a pinyon ben. And he says that if you mapple a behemoth, it's not going to survive. But the next child is going to be a b'choy l'nachlu. When it comes to Yerusha, the next child will still be considered a b'choy, even though there was a miscarriage before. But as far as pinyon ben, it's no longer pet rechem, because the rechem already opened up to be mappled as behemoth. That's what it says. Ibrahimer. The chachamim say no. That the second child, the next child that's born, who survives, also has pinyon ben. You know why? Because achi yehei boy mitzuras adam. The first thing that was peterechem has to have the form of a person. What about hamapela sandal? If somebody's mapa like a sandal, it's not a little bit of a shoe or a fish. It has no face. It has no form whatsoever. And we say that there must be a Vlad there somewhere, and that Vlad pushed this one here to turn it into something, squished it. And the example is somebody gives a smack to somebody and his face turns around 180 degrees. So what happens, it's like twins. So the first, second one is, what happened with this twin? We're talking about twins. So the second one was a regular child, and the first one was a sandal, because it was squished by the second one. So sometimes the twin, one twin, I forget what it's called, takes away all the oxygen, takes away all the nutrients, and the other one's left with nothing, and comes a stillborn baby. Here it took much more than that. There was not enough space in the uterus, so it squished it and turned into a sandal, it deformed it. So what happens if the sandal comes out first? What if the sandal comes out first? So it says over there, mapel a sandal, oishilya, or if you mapel a shilya, which is the embryonic sac, oishafir, or the skin of the child, you know, that everything's supposed to be forming inside, but merukim, it's all, you know, falling apart. Vayaitim mechutach, come up, you know, like parts. Haboachim, all of these cases is b'choyla nachra, it was already peterechem. The next one, the child will be born, will survive, will be a b'choy when it comes to Yerusha. However, the ain't of b'choyla kain, no pidyon aben. Salke, v'is, like, you can tell me. Chai habol achrav b'choyla nachla, mi have, if you're going to tell me that the first, that if you're mapla behemah, it could survive, how can the next one then be the b'choyla nachla? If you tell me it could survive even for a minute, outside of the thing, how can the next child be b'chor nachos? It's impossible to survive. It's impossible to survive. Like what we said before. So in other words, this you said before that hoil b'minim is kind. It itself is no way that it survive. You see right here that the next child is b'chor nachla means the first child never lived. If the first child would have lived even for a minute, then the next, if a child comes out of the baby and lives for 5 minutes, the next child is no longer b'chor nachla either. I think Gemara says that right now. I think it's not true. The b'choy when it comes to Yerusha is very different than the b'choy when it comes to opinion aben. And why is that? It does live for a short period of time. Why? Because the b'choy is not called the b'choy. The first one, it says in the pasuk there when you have those two women, the snua and ahuva, and the b'choy is the snua, you should give him double. Ki hureishis oinoi, the first strength. So we touch. Me shall lead by dove all of you. Grew some attachment. You feel sad. You trace yourself. You know, you console yourself because you lost your child. But if it was never, the child never survived. You never bonded with the child. So there's no real dove over them. You know, so then she lead by dove all of. Even if you live for a couple of minutes, there's no dove all of. Telling what about boy me never had, but I'm a bias. I don't know about question. According to the mayor, Dharma says, Behema be may ish of lad malu. According to the mayor, says that Behema was born inside of mother's womb, formed inside of mother's womb. It's considered a lady, she's tame. What about Adam be may Behema, my? What about if Behema gives birth to a human? What if you give birth to a human? In other words, we have Bemkua. No, but talk about Bemkua. The human semen. Okay. So now, do we say that just like he says here, you look at the mother, and the mother gives birth to something that looks like a form like a behemoth, it's considered a human, and the mother told me, ladies, what about behemoth? You open up a behemoth bemku, and you found there a human. Do we say, even though it looks like human, and you're not allowed to eat humans, but maybe because you look at the mother, it's a behemoth, and you're allowed to eat it or not? The mind of community, are you allowed to eat it in a bemku? Said the Gemara, "Lutishale, let us resolve it." Mahod Rabbi Yechon. Are any of these cases ever possible? Mahod Rabbi Yechon. We had taste already the Chulin that says, "You know, lahag the trade of the Yadis." Some of these cases they were impossible to happen.
The theoretical expansions of the halacha.
We had one case where a fish and an animal was a client when the animal is on the ground, the fish is in the water, and they're both pulling a
thing.
Exactly.
Put a harness on a dolphin or something.
Yeah. So they give him then it goes into one womb and then goes out the other womb, who's the mother. Okay. That was a mess.
What she davened that she changed from a male to female.
Yes, the malach apparently came and took it out of one and put it in the other.
Yeah. The tifshle want to resolve in Mahod Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon said, "Hashoychi the sabeima, some shecht the behema, matzah but the musyoni shecht the behema. You found inside the behema a dove. Not a dove. You found a baby. It looks like formed like a dove. Asur b'chinah not allowed to eat it. You're not allowed to eat it. So what do we see from here? That we don't look at the mother. We don't look at the mother. We say that if it's a dove, you cannot eat it. What are you comparing? Has some over there, you know, why it's not like the mother at all? Because what's the definition of a kosher behemah? Mafres is parser. It has to have something like that. Has some loy parserika, loy parserika. Doesn't have a split hoof. Doesn't have a hoof b'chlal. And he deposits leka by a human too. He doesn't have the split hoofs, but you know, parser meek. His foot has like some kind of hoof over an ankle and a foot. So maybe it's enough. It resembles a little bit. That's enough. Remain with the taiku. You think they're going to pursue these questions when Leonova comes?
On boy by yo, you're going to run over to him and ask him about a behavior.
Mus Adam. Okay, let's go back to the motor. That's true, yeah. Who knows what they can do today? The Chacham, my Chacham say, Kol she'ein boi, Chacham say, it has to look human. He said like this, everyone agrees, Gufei Tiyosh. What about if the body was like a goat, upon of Adam, and the face was human? Then Adam, everyone agrees that he's human.
You see that picture that's going around there?
No.
On the internet. In China, someone took a picture of a fish, and the experts looked and said, the picture hasn't been
tampered with.
And it's got a face that looks like a human face.
Yeah, that's scary.
I mean, it's just looking at it on a certain angle through the water. I mean,
you didn't catch a fish.
But it's just it's doing the rounds now.
We're handing more about a mermaid. So
if
you
I
have
find
it, possible.
I'll send it to you.
Anyway. I saw it somewhere. Yeah. I saw it, I think it was a Google news.
Oh. That'd be right.
So the Gufay Tiyash, the body was a goat upon of Adam, but the face was human. Adam. We look at the face. The face is human. It's so that fish is human. What about Gufay Adam upon of Tiyash? Paket. The body was human, but the face was a goat. Then, that everyone agrees it's not human. Can you look at the face? It looks like it has a human face, but part of the face is animal. For example, it has one side of the face that looks like an animal. One side of the face looks human. I mean, the shape of the face itself is human, but one side of the face, the eyes and the cheeks and everything else are like an animal, and the other side of the face is human. Partial. What happens here? Is that the one eye looks like a behemoth. Rameya said, Tzuras Adam. Overall, Tzuras Adam, he says, since it has a partial Tzuras Adam, that's enough. You need the entire face to look human. That's one version of the Machlekes. Rameya says, the slightest tzuras. The way you learned it, the majority of the face is human, but it has one eye like an animal. We learned somewhere else, kol, over here, kol means all. Kol means even kol dhu. If the slightest part of the face is human, that's a human already. Even the majority of the face is a goat. For example, one eye looks human, that's enough. And the chacham is a mitzuras, you need a good part of the face to be human. But they also agree that the entire face is not human, it's good enough. Amalu, he said, itanya, tanya. No, it's a state, it's a state. I don't know all the braises. And Rashi explains this. So why did I say what I said? Because I heard that from my Rebbe, and I cannot defend him against the Brice that you're bringing down over here. He'll have to defend himself. Before he said the name of Rav, and now Rabbi Yechanan. So obviously he moved around from above to Yisrael. The forehead, and the eyebrows, and the eyes, and the cheeks, and the top of the beard. We need, according to the Rabbanon, exactly. It has to be, even though before Rav said differently, Rav is a tan. Rashi says Rav is a tan. He can argue. So interesting. If Rav is a tan, he can argue. Then why did the Bible Rabbi give up? And say, what is it? Why did he say, Itanya, Tanya, when Rav is a Tanya, you can argue. Rabbi Rabba said before in the name of Rav. And Rashi says over here, Rashi Kun Gecha, Rashi says here, picture Rav, Pukta, the Rav, Tanu, Polik, Lahoda be my Dom, Rabban, my Kuzodom. In other words, he said the name of Rav. Rav wasn't a Spolfin, it wasn't Socrates, it was a Braisa. But Rabbi Yirmiyah had no choice because of a Braisa. He can't argue, so he says Yitanya Tanya. Anyway, here it seems it has to be completely like has to be completely human. That's one. Was it? It has to be all could be human. Rabbi says chosa, name chosa metzach, hagaba, and if you have metzach, the forehead, hagaba, not both. The first one says hagvinim, both eyebrows, both eyes. No, it has to be completely human. He says no, if one side, the metzach and the gabon and the ayin, at least one side, the cheek, the gabon, okay, and one side of the beard. Achi kulun ka achas. So it sounds like they're arguing. Well, they plead, they're arguing. We have two opinions whether it has to be partial or whole. So therefore, each brisa is going according to a different way. The first brisa held that the rabban hold the entire face has to be human. So that's what it says here. The first brisa here says the entire face. And chosa follows the second one that says partial is enough. Now you notice they miss out ears, because ears we don't care about. That's what I'm trying to say. Ears we don't care about. It's the eye, the front of your face that matters. Makes us a question, the image of a face that we're saying, I feel the parts of Echem and Apatsufim, even one part of the face is enough. For example, the eye.
So if you have something in the face looks like a human, but ears look like an animal?
Yes, I'm saying here. Not in the face, one part of the face. Look, Tzuras Panash Amru, when we say the face is human, I feel the parts of Echad, even one part of it, mean Apatsufim, but the eye, the cheek, if one part of the face is human, that's enough. Chutz min ha'oizen, except the ear. If the ear is human, that doesn't help us. If the rest of the face looks human, looks like an animal, and the ear is human, that doesn't help us. So we see from there what? That we see from here that mitzudas means even one. Not like you want to say, the first version was like it either was, that a maid holds, you need half the face to be human, and half the animal is good enough. And that a bonus, you need the entire face. Here we see clearly that even if one part of the face, one eyeball, it looks human, it's good enough. Which means a maid holds even one part, a small part, even a koldu. The memory of Mechadam is that even one part of the face is human, is enough. So the Kashan Rav's version of Chosa and so on says the Gemara. Rava said, "Name a chosa. You need kulam ka'achas. You need the eye, you need the forehead, you need the eyebrows, you need part of the beard. All four, at least on one side, they should be human." Here we see clearly, even one thing is human. The member of Mechadam is arguing, "Rabbi, so the Rabbi, you know kasha. Kitanya he la'akif. That's talking about that when we say that it's ma'akif, that what? When we're saying that this is what you need." All of them to be there. And if one of them is missing, it's ma'akiv. Yeah. You need entire... It goes according to the bond. It says you need the kol tzuras. Ahi la'akiv. Tanyo. Command omer kol tzuras. According to the one who says that you need... The chacham say you need kol tzuras. Adam, you need the entire face to look human. If one thing... This is what he meant. If one thing is missing... Not if one thing you have, and that was your whole question. It says in the Braise, if one thing you have, it's already considered human, and you have a question, the Chosa said you need all of it. No, if I can't. This follower Chama said you need the entire face to be human, like the first Braise. And the Braise is saying here, if one thing is missing, it's already uis human. Or you say, even you hold that word, you don't need the entire face to be human, but only part of the face to be human. It's not a question of chasa. Chasa l'chayda seems to say that only one thing is human is good enough. And here it says, as you say, kulun ka'achas. Here the Braise seems to say even one thing is enough. My echad. Echad doesn't mean one. Echad means one of each. One eye, one eyebrow, one cheek. It means exactly chasa. On my Rav, says Rav, what happens? Nivra ba'ayin achas. What happens if somebody is born with one eye? Ubi yerech echad minatzad. And one thigh. Let's say that his eye is on the side of his face instead of being in front of his face. And his thigh is on the side like a human. But the eye is on the wrong side. Imay tmeya. His mother is tummy. Why? Because the other eye is all right. What about be'emtza? If he has one eye and it's in the middle of his face... Then exactly, imay tayra. Then the mother is tayra. In other words, if it's the mother is tayra. In other words, it's not human at all. If the eye is in the center of the face, it's not human at all. One eye is totally inside the face, it's still human. Omar Rav says Rav veshtay nokuv. If the safeg has a puncture, which means there's no way that it's a treif. Imay tmeya. The mother still tummy. Why? It's a normal human, but it's born with a hole in the safeg. Can't survive.
Which means they have to open it up and see that he's got this.
Somehow or another, they figure out it away. The mother, if they open up, is dead anyway. The mother, I guess the animal died and they made a biopsy. The mother is, what do you call it? the mother is tame. Why? Because he holds that a treifa could have lived. Vishveshtai atum, but if let's say that the what he calls incomplete, the esophagus, it was like sealed, you couldn't eat at all, then there's no way you can survive. Imataita. You know, you're not tame unless you give birth to somebody who can survive. We'll stop here. Finish up.